when the conservative-driven hierarchy of the U.S. Supreme Court dared to redesign the framework of corporate essence into a temporal twin of individual human qualities and characteristics. It did so without a schematic of definitive qualifications. As a result, the outcome was essentially left up for grabs. In American political parlance, that translates into the singular forensic phrase, quote, to the highest bidder. An even more recent signal by several notoriously venturesome manipulators of corporate power, the Koch brothers, that they are seeking to interconnect with specific corporate elements for the purpose of communicative activity tangentially related to their own previously pursued propaganda initiatives, all glaringly tinged with aspects of religious, racial, and ethnic prejudice, is a drastic and disturbing development. Their intent is simple and scary. The purchase and reconfiguration of major news media print organs into parrots of hate propaganda. There is no current law or power to deter such activity without specific actions by the court, the Congress, or a determined aggregate of each. If ever the voice of an incensed and unyielding public was needed to be raised, that time is now. The Koch brothers' financial juggernaut is neither bashful nor beneficent to the proud and productive purposes of humanity and equal opportunity that our founders envisioned for this country's future. A clearly concerned and courageous chorus of multi-congregant Americans is needed now as never before to convey this committed message of national unity against intolerance to those elected representatives whose courage to enact necessary legislative bulwarks may need shoring up. We can only hope and pray such a chorus finds its voice in time and raises it with resounding and persistent volume.